Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into How We Heal by Alexandra L., a profound exploration of the self-healing journey published in 2022. The book offers an invaluable four-step framework that guides readers through a series of encouraging, practical strategies and journaling exercises. L.'s approach is designed to help individuals rediscover their inner strength and cultivate a profound sense of peace. Alexandra L. is not just an author, but also a seasoned wellness educator and certified breathwork coach. With her experience in poetry and her educational background, she brings a unique voice and deep insight into the healing process. Her previous works, including Neon Soul and After the Rain, along with her features in the New York Times and appearances on Good Morning America, ABC News, and NPR, have established her as a trusted voice in the field of wellness. How We Heal is tailored for fans of self-help books and anyone eager to learn more about self-healing. It is also highly recommended for those interested in enhancing their mental health and wellness. Join us as we unravel the transformative messages and hands-on techniques L offers to guide you on your journey to healing and self-discovery. How We Heal, Uncover Your Power and Set Yourself Free. Introduction: Discover Transformative Healing and Inner Empowerment. Imagine sitting down to write, your heart racing and doubts creeping in despite years of helping others overcome similar feelings. This is where Alexandra L. found herself when she began her own deeper journey of self-discovery, as she describes in her enlightening book, How We Heal. L's experiences underline a profound insight. The narratives we spin about ourselves can either cage us or set us free. This book isn't just a narration of personal trials. It's a beacon for anyone seeking to escape the traps of negative self-narratives to embrace true self-acceptance and healing. L's approach, born out of personal challenge and professional expertise, introduces a four-step framework designed to guide you through the layered process of self-healing. The art of healing, as Ella illustrates, involves shedding the layers of past scripts that no longer serve us and stepping boldly into the role of the author of our own lives. It's about confronting and releasing the baggage of our histories to reveal the authentic self that's been waiting to shine through. Through the course of this narrative, you will explore strategies that not only address emotional wounds, but also nurture self-love and empower personal resilience. Every element of Ella's framework is aimed at fostering a healthier relationship with oneself, ensuring that each step taken is both healing and growth-oriented. Accompanied by practical journaling exercises, this guide offers a hands-on approach to internalize each lesson. These reflections are not merely exercises, but are moments of honest self-confrontation that can catalyze real transformation. As you turn each page, prepare to engage with tools that will help you mend your wounded inner child and unlock your innate power. By the end of this exploration, you'll not just understand L's methods, but also be ready to apply them, crafting a rejuvenated self-identity rooted in love and freedom. Let's embark on this healing journey together, reshaping our inner narratives to rediscover the powerful, healed selves we are meant to be. Part 1. Embrace New Beginnings by Conquering Self-Doubt. In the realm of self-improvement, healing is often portrayed as a destination, a serene state of being where pain and trauma no longer dictate our lives. Yet the reality is far more complex. Healing is an ongoing journey, marked not by a single victory, but by numerous battles, some of which may find us revisiting familiar struggles. Imagine this. You've worked hard on your healing, making significant progress, only to encounter a trigger that catapults you back to where you started. It's crucial to understand that this isn't a regression or a sign of weakness. It's a natural part of the healing process, indicative of deep engagement with your emotional health. Starting over doesn't nullify the progress made, it reinforces it. Each round in this cyclical journey fortifies you as you carry forward all the lessons and insights gained previously. These are the tools that prepare you to rise stronger each time you feel knocked down. A major hurdle in this process is often self-doubt, that insidious voice that questions your progress and undermines your confidence. Facing these fears is no minor feat. It requires bravery and a steadfast commitment to your self-growth. Instead of fleeing these fears, confronting them can transform them into stepping stones towards greater resilience. Central to moving forward is the act of self-forgiveness. Holding on to self-directed anger and resentment is akin to walking with a heavy chain. It hinders healing and clouds potential growth. Learning to forgive oneself is not merely an act of kindness, but a necessity for true healing. It involves understanding and accepting that imperfection is part of the human condition, and reframing past mistakes as opportunities for learning and growth. Self-forgiveness, however, is not an easy feat, especially when past actions have caused pain to others or to oneself. It is a delicate process that involves untying the knots of blame and guilt that bind us to our past. Yet by embracing this challenge, you open up new possibilities for emotional expansion and personal transformation. To practically engage with this concept, consider the journaling exercise of writing a letter to yourself. Reflect on moments of shame, guilt, or inadequacy. This could be about a mistake, a poor choice, or even an experience where you were unfairly treated yet blamed yourself. Allow yourself to fully experience these memories and the feelings they bring. In your letter, offer yourself the same compassion and empathy that you would to a dear friend. Forgive yourself for the errors you perceive, and more importantly, permit yourself to move forward without these burdens. Conclude your letter with a promise to love and accept every aspect of yourself unconditionally. This exercise is not just about reflection. It's about setting the foundation for a renewed journey on a path lined with self-compassion and understanding. Each step forward on this path is a step towards a life defined not by past hurts, but by the strength and wisdom gained in overcoming them. Part 2, Empowerment Through Embracing Fear and Pain. As we delve deeper into the layers of self-healing, it is essential that we tackle the emotions that we often sidestep, fear and pain. These emotions, daunting as they are, play crucial roles in our journey toward healing. It's common to feel enveloped by the things that scare us or cause us pain. But the true transformative healing begins when we offer ourselves compassion and understanding in the face of these feelings. A pivotal part of this process involves acknowledging and naming our fears. Recognizing what terrifies us not only diminishes the power of fear, but also allows us to establish a new relationship with our anxieties. Think of it as befriending your fears. When you understand them, they cease to control you, and instead become guides showing you what needs attention in your life. This path may be fraught with discomfort and might require a series of trials and errors. However, it is a necessary part of embracing true transformation. Remember, healing doesn't come with a universal manual. Each person's path is unique, and the idea that we should all have our lives figured out is a societal construct that more often than not leads to feelings of confusion and inadequacy. Sometimes confronting and working through trauma can seem more painful than the traumatic experiences themselves. It's tempting to leave these buried, but avoidance only leads to temporary relief. When you commit to healing, you're signing up for the tough battles, the only route leading to genuine peace. In tandem with facing these darker feelings is the practice of nurturing positive self-talk. Being gentle with yourself, especially during your lowest ebb, is crucial. It fosters growth and patience, and helps foster positive changes in how you see and treat yourself. Additionally, the use of positive affirmations can be a potent tool in your healing arsenal. Affirmations help you reclaim your inner voice and assert your truth. But remember, affirmations need to be activated through action. They are not just magic words, but prompts for personal initiative. Integrating affirmations with consistent actions can create profound changes and assist in steering your life towards the path you desire. For our next practical exercise, inspired by Alexandra L., you're invited to create what she terms self-love stepping stones. This involves outlining actionable steps towards nurturing love and understanding for yourself. Start by placing the words stepping stones at the center of a page, drawing a circle around them. Around this circle, jot down specific actions you wish to take that contribute to self-love and healing. These could range from honoring personal boundaries, engaging in hobbies that bring joy, to forgiving past mistakes. Whenever you find yourself struggling on your healing journey, refer back to these stepping stones. They are not just actions, but reminders of your commitment to becoming the best version of yourself amidst the challenges. They are your roadmap to navigating the complex terrain of self-healing with resilience and grace. Part 3. Rediscover and rewrite, owning your narrative to reclaim your power. In the healing process, we are often prompted to seek answers from the world around us through spirituality, therapy, or meditative practices. While these external resources are invaluable, they comprise only a part of the solution. The most transformative healing requires looking inward because, ultimately, the true power to change lies within ourselves. After confronting fears and practicing self-forgiveness, the next crucial step is to reclaim your agency by rewriting your own story. This involves delving deep into the core questions of what hurts you, why it does, and how you wish to transform that pain. Exploring your personal narrative can be a challenging task. It often requires unraveling complex feelings and memories. However, it's a crucial endeavor for genuine healing. Part of this exploration involves letting go of the narratives that no longer serve you, thus making room for new, empowering stories. A significant element in this journey is nurturing your inner child. Quite often, the roots of pain in adulthood trace back to our early years. Burdens placed on us, or behaviors we modeled from adults around us. By creating a safe mental space to engage with your younger self, you begin to differentiate which emotions are genuinely yours and which are imposed from external influences. Communicating positively with this inner child might even prove easier than doing so with your adult self. Consider this dialogue a chance to provide the care, advice, and comfort that your younger self needed, but perhaps never received. This can be profoundly healing, helping to unify your past and present selves. As you learn to offer love and support to your inner child, you will notice the lines between past and present blurring. This amalgamation is a powerful step toward reclaiming your narrative and, by extension, your personal power. Now, let's engage in a writing exercise designed to foster this connection with your younger self. Begin by titling a fresh page with "My Younger Self." Draw a T-chart and label one side "wanted" and the other "needed." Think back to your childhood. Consider what you longed for and what was essential for your emotional and psychological growth. Populate each column with words or phrases that resonate with your memories. Following this, set a timer for 2 minutes and just write. Let the words flow without judgment or censorship. Focus on whatever comes to mind related to these wants and needs. This exercise isn't about crafting a perfect narrative, but about allowing your past experiences and desires to surface freely. By acknowledging these aspects of your younger self, you invite healing. You allow your story to evolve from a narrative of pain to one of empowerment, where you are the author who lovingly shapes the chapters. This act of rewriting is not just about changing the past, but about transforming the present and future into a testament of your resilience and strength. Part 4. Find light in gratitude and savor joy on your healing journey. Deep emotional healing is intensely demanding. Those navigating through their wounds often find themselves driven by a desperate need to escape their pain. Yet the journey through trauma isn't one that can be hastened without consequences. Just as the body requires rest after a physical injury, your psychological well-being needs its moments of reprieve, allowing you time to recharge and ready yourself for the continuation of your healing. A common misunderstanding about healing is that it's synonymous with constant pain or sadness. However, healing fluctuates. It has its own rhythm and pace, unique to each person. Importantly, encountering joy during this process is not just a possibility, but a necessity for a well-rounded recovery. One profound method to invite joy into your life is by embracing gratitude. Gratitude isn't just about giving thanks. It's an approach to living that encourages recognizing and appreciating the value of every moment, especially the smallest ones that often go unnoticed. Consider the significance of being able to get out of bed, or the fresh air during a walk. These moments are often taken for granted, yet are foundational to our existence. Buddhism teaches us that joy does not exist without pain. Our difficulties are what forge our resilience and capacity to appreciate life in its full spectrum. Before you can genuinely embrace gratitude, it's crucial to shift the perspective from acknowledging what's good in your life to appreciating your life as it is, with all its challenges and victories. This kind of gratitude makes space within you for both the ordinary and the extraordinary, enriching your emotional landscape. Now, as a way to cultivate this mindset, turn to a joyful writing exercise. In your journal, jot down 3 memories filled with happiness. Reflect deeply on these memories, the people you were with, what you were doing, and more importantly, the feelings associated with those moments. What details can you recall? How can you bring elements of those experiences into your current life? This isn't just a one-time exercise, but a practice you can return to whenever you need a boost. Whenever the road gets tough, open your journal and immerse yourself in those moments of joy. Recall that happiness is always within reach, even if it doesn't feel that way. Harnessing gratitude and welcoming joy are essential tools in your healing arsenal. They're not just strategies, but essential components of a life well lived. They remind us that no matter the depths of our struggles, there are always glimmers of joy waiting to be acknowledged and celebrated. Final summary. Healing is an ever-evolving process that defies a clear endpoint. It's intricate, highly individual, and sometimes messy, but it's a crucial path to realizing your true self. Throughout this journey, you'll encounter moments where self-doubt and fear seem overwhelming, making it feel necessary to start anew. This is a natural part of the healing process, and embracing these moments with courage allows you to reclaim your strength and continue moving forward. A key component of healing is the ability to rewrite your narrative. This transformation involves reconciling with your past selves and nurturing the person you are today. It's a profound process that not only changes how you view your history, but also how you craft your future. Amidst the challenges, it's vital to carve out space for joy and cultivate a sense of gratitude for the life you lead. Gratitude and joy are not just fleeting feelings. They are powerful forces that can significantly shift your perspective, helping you to see the beauty in the journey, even when the path gets tough. Healing is a common human experience. No one is spared from the need for personal growth and recovery. It's filled with ups and downs, successes and setbacks, but each step, no matter how small, is a move towards wholeness. As you navigate this path, remember to take things one day at a time, maintain patience, and treat yourself with kindness. Healing might be a lifelong journey, but with each step, you grow closer to being a more complete, empowered, and joyful individual. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.